Deuteronomy chapter 32.
Deuteronomy 32.
Deuteronomy
32.
Verses 3 and 4. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
圣经的前面的五卷是摩西写的。
The first five books of the Bible is written by Moses.
那《申命记》是他写的最后一卷圣经。
And the book of Deuteronomy was the last book that he wrote.
那摩西120岁离世。
Moses died at the age of
120.
Deuteronomy 32 and on records the last phase of Moses' life. All of us will face the life's final moments.
那我们看摩西生命最后的一个时刻，有三件事情值得我们来注意。
And there's three things in the final moments of Moses that we should pay particular attention to.
第一个就是他死在盼望中。
The first is that he died in hope.
神叫他上到尼坡山。God
told him to go up to the mountain.
那他从尼坡山看到对面的迦南地。
And for that, from the mountain, he was able to see all the lands of Canaan.
40 years ago,
40 years ago, God promised to give the land to him.
40 years later,
40 years later, he truly was able to witness what he couldn't 40 years ago.
这40年就是信心的旅程。
These 40 years was his journey of faith.
因为有信心，所以有盼望。
And because he had faith, therefore he also had hope.
因为有盼望，所以旷野的辛苦就能够忍受下去。
And because of this hope, he could endure the times in the wilderness.
盼望的果效就是眼见。
And the result of this hope is for that he can see with his own eyes.
真的看到神要给他的。
And he truly witnessed what God was going to give him.
所以他就死了。
And then he died.
神埋葬了他。
And then he was buried.
摩西还活着。
And Moses was still living.
因为主耶稣在变貌山上,
For when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
摩西、以利亚两个跟他一起显现,
Moses and Elijah appeared with him.
所以肉体上死的,
Even though in the flesh he died,
他在灵里面还在乐园里面,
But in the spirit he was still in paradise.
这个就是我们今天的盼望。
This is our hope today.
所以我们一生最重要是, 如果我今天死了, 我能不能得救?
So the most important thing for us today is to ask ourselves, if I die today, will I be saved? All the things that are happening in this world are like an act of a play. And once we die, we exit the stage. And once we exit the stage, everything, all the things that have happened in that play was in the past. So whatever was important then is not the most important.
最重要是我能不能得救。
The most important thing is if I can be saved.
那摩西在最后几章里面他还做两件事情。
In the final chapters, Moses did two things.
这两件事情就是关心以色列百姓的信仰。
These two things were to show care and concern for the faith of the Israelites.
如果我们跟神的关系很好,
If we have a good relationship with God,
我们最关心我们的子女不是他在今生的成就,
then our care for our children should not be their success or failures in this life.
我们最关心的是他跟神的关系,
but what we should care for most is their own relationship with God.
因为这是我们一生的根本,
because this is the basis of our all.
如果根本抓住了,
If we can hold on to this basis,
那我们一生就有无穷的恩典,
then in our lives we have countless grace and blessings.
如果这个根本没有了,
but if this basis is lost,
我们所有的都会归空,
then everything that we may have is empty.
所以我们很注重我们下一代的今生的一些成就,
so even though we may pay attention to the accomplishments of our next generation,
但是有一件事情超乎一切,
But there's one thing that surpasses all.
就是他们的信仰。
And that is their faith.
他跟神的关系。
And their relationship with our God.
那在三章里面，摩西对以色列百姓的祝福。
In chapter 33 was Moses' final blessings on Israel.
我们仔细看他的祝福都跟神有关系。
If we look in more detail of his blessings, it all has to do with God.
当我们离世的时候，我们很希望我们的下一代是蒙福的。
When we leave this world, we wish that our children and their children are all blessed.
但福从哪里来？
But where does this blessing come from?
服从神来的。
Blessings all come from God.
有神就有福气。
If there is God, then there is our blessings.
我们不需要忧虑太多生活的困难。
We don't need to worry too much about life's difficulties.
有神就有恩典。
If God is there, there will be grace and blessings.
所以33章里面呢，摩西对以色列百姓的祝福都是以神为中心的。
So all the blessings that Moses mentioned in chapter 33all center around God.
这是我们能够给我们下一代的祝福。
This is the blessings that we can pass on to our children.
那32章又在讲什么？
What is chapter 32 talking about?
32章是摩西做的一首诗歌。
The chapter 32 is a song of Moses.
那在这一首诗歌里面，在描写从神来看以色列的百姓是什么，他的信仰是怎么一回事。
And this song describes the faith of the Israelites in the eyes of God.
如果信仰是最重要的，
If faith is the most important thing,
那我怎么知道我的信仰好不好？
Then how do I know, how do I measure if my faith is good?
我们要了解一个人的信仰，可以从三方面来看。
In order to understand a person's faith, you can see it from three angles.
第一方面就是我看我自己的信仰。
The first is to see our own faith.
第二方面是别人看我的信仰。
The second is how others see our faith.
第三方面是神看我的信仰。
The third is how God sees our faith.
那这三方面来看一个人的信仰，结论都不太一样。
And from these three angles of looking at a person's faith,the conclusions may be different.
圣经说，自以为站立得稳的，总是要加倍的小心。
The Bible says that those who think that they can stand firm shall be careful.
当彼得说，我没有问题，我要跟你一起死。
When Peter was very assured that he would die with the Lord Jesus,
那个时候是最危险的时刻。
That was his most perilous time.
因为当他觉得他没有问题。
For when he felt that he had no problems,
那个就是最大的问题。
Then that is the greatest crisis.
因为当一个人觉得没有问题，他就不会依靠神。
Because if a person thinks that he has no problems, then he would not rely on God.
人就没有办法得到从上头的能力。
And then man will not be able to receive strength from above.
那这一场信仰的旅程，我们就很难走下去。
Then it would be very difficult to walk down this journey of faith.
那有时候我们在别人在看我们的信仰。
Sometimes when others view our faith,
也是很表面的。
It's very superficial.
所以不要把别人的评论当作太大的价值。
So don't hold too high of a value on how others see us.
一般人在看人的信仰好不好，就是有没有来聚会。
Many people measure a person's faith by how many times they attend services.
或者有没有奉献。
Or how often they offer.
如果有聚会有奉献，那他已经不错了。
And if they come to service and they offer their tithe, then they have a good faith.
这是非常表面对信仰的一个评估。
This is a very superficial and shallow view on a person's faith.
因为信仰到最后是从我的心里面，我跟神的关系怎样。
For the basis of a person's faith is their relationship with God.
那这个从心里面跟神建立的关系，这是很难完全从外面看得出来的。
And this kind of inner relationship that a person has with God is very difficult to perceive from outside.
到底神在我生命当中，他是最重要的，是次要的呢，还是优先顺序最后的？
God in my life, is he a priority for me, or is he a second priority, or is he last priority? This represents our relationship with God.
所以在申命记三十二章里面，在描写神怎么看以色列百姓的信仰。
In Deuteronomy 32, it describes how God sees the faith of the Israelites.
首先，圣经提到我们所拜的神是什么神。
First of all, the Bible describes what kind of God that we worship.
第四节说, 他是磐石。
Verse 4 says, He is the rock.
神是磐石。
God is the rock.
神是光。
God is the light.
离开神就进到黑暗。
If we depart from God, we enter into darkness.
神是光。
God is light.
如果要跟神相交, 要活在光明里面。
And if we are to have a relationship with God, we must live under the light.
所以神
So God's divine nature and how we are to establish a relationship with Him is directly correlated.
神是爱。
God is love.
所以一个人懂得爱神爱人,
他跟神的关系就好。 So a person who knows how to love his neighbor as well as God has a good relationship with the Lord.
但是如果一个人的内心充满着恨,
But if a person's heart is filled with hatred,
他就跟神没有相交,
then he has no relationship with God.
因为神就是爱。
For God himself is love.
那当我们懂得爱神爱人,
When we understand how to love our fellow neighbors and God,
我们跟神的关系好,
and we establish a good relationship with God,
我们一生恩典就受用不尽。
Then the blessings in our lives are countless and unmeasurable.
那这里说神就是磐石。
Here it says God is the rock.
什么意义呢? 叫磐石。
What does it mean, being a rock?
我们大家都知道, 盖房子不能盖在沙土上。
We all know that we cannot build a house on sand.
虽然外表上好看,
Even though the appearance may look very good,
但是经不起考验,
but it cannot stand the test of time.
盖房子要盖在磐石上,
but you must build your home on a rock.
水淋, 雨冲, 风吹, 都不会倒塌,
so that the rain, the storms, the winds cannot blow it over.
那我们的信仰是盖在哪里呢?
So where is our faith built on?
我们是盖在神本身呢? 还是盖在神的恩典上呢?
Is our faith built upon God himself, or is it built upon the blessings of God?
我今天信耶稣是因为神给我恩典, 我信吗?
Today, do I believe in Lord Jesus Christ because of the blessings that He gives me?
还是因为神本身是伟大的, 所以我相信他?
Or is it only because God Himself is great and awesome and
这个是,
that I believe in Him?
这个是有不同的。
This is a great difference.
当约伯,
when Job
非常的顺利,
was very successful
非常的蒙福,
and was very blessed,
生活过得非常好,
and he lived a very smooth life,
他跟他全家都敬畏神,
he and his entire household feared the Lord.
所以神也以约伯为荣耀。
And so God treated Job as his glory.
神告诉魔鬼, 你看, 地上有一个人, 约伯敬畏神, 远离恶事。
God told Satan, see, on this earth there is a man named Job that shuns evil.
那魔鬼马上对他挑战。
And so the devil challenged him.
他说约伯拜你有原因呢?
He says that Job worships you for a purpose.
因为你赐福这么多给他, 当然他拜你。
Because you have blessed him with so much, and that's why he worships you.
如果你对一个人非常好, 他一定很需要你。
Of course, a person who you treat very well will need you.
但是如果那个人把他的好拿掉, 你还对他好吗?
But if a person takes away the benefits, will you still need or worship him?
这个才是真的考验。
This is a true test.
神就允许魔鬼下来。
So God permitted the devil to come down.
他的牛羊都死了。
And his cattle and his herd, his flocks all died.
所有的都没有了。
He lost everything.
我们就发现, 约伯还是他拜神。
Then we find in the end, Job still worshiped the Lord.
但是约伯的太太就不一样。
But Job's wife was different.
他说你拜神拜到这样, 你弃掉神死掉了, 算了。
She says, you might as well give up on the Lord and die.
但是约伯说,
But Job said,
神的名是应当称颂的。
God's name shall be blessed.
神本身是伟大的。
And God is wonderful and almighty.
就是他伟大本身就值得我崇拜他。
And this almightiness is worthy alone of my worship.
我是从神出来的。
And I come from God.
所以我要敬拜我的源头，就是天上的神。
And so I want to worship the source of my existence, which is God.
所以为什么我们需要认识神?
So why do we need to come to know God?
我认识神的恩典不够吗?
Is it not enough just to know the blessings of God?
所以我们在布道会或者慕道的过程听到很多神的恩典。
So in different outreach programs, we've heard of the wonderful blessings of God.
这样不够吗?
Is that not enough?
当然不够。
Of course it isn't.
主耶稣叫门徒出去。
Lord Jesus sent his disciples out.
要传福音。
to preach the gospel.
然后用神迹奇事证明所传的道。
And to use signs and miracles and wonders to prove what was preached.
主耶稣不是叫门徒去传神迹。
God, the Lord Jesus did not send the disciples out to preach miracles and wonders.
是传福音。
But rather to preach the gospel.
福音的中心是谁？
What is at the center of the gospel?
是主耶稣。
Lord Jesus Christ himself.
主耶稣是谁？
And who is Lord Jesus Christ?
他就是神。
He is God.
主耶稣就是磐石。
Lord Jesus is the rock.
当我们认识了主耶稣，
when we know Jesus Christ,
把我们的信仰建在他的身上，
when we build our faith upon him,
生活自然就有神迹。
Then naturally in our lives there will be signs and wonders.
我们不是为着神迹来找主耶稣，
but we do not because of signs and wonders come to seek out Lord Jesus.
我们是因为主耶稣的伟大来相信主耶稣。
But rather, because of his almightiness and his awesomeness, is that, leads us to come find him.
那这样当有一天我们发现神的恩典离开了，我们还是跟他关系很好。
So that one day when we discover God's blessings has left us, we will still have a good relationship with him.
就好像婚姻里面常常有一个在结婚仪式里面问对方，如果对方是贫穷生病，你还愿意接受他做你的先生、你的太太吗？
Just like at wedding vows, they would tell each other, will you love your spouse in sickness and in health?
因为在这个时候才是真正爱的考验。
Or whether poor or rich, because in these times, this is the real test of love.
所以信主会蒙福，这不错。
So to believe in the Lord and to receive blessings, this is a good thing.
但是有一天好像福气离开的时候，我还信吗？
But one day when it seems that the blessings have left, will we still believe?
如果我还信，
if we still believe,
我的信仰是扎在磐石上面，
then our faith is built upon this rock.
因此32章里面说神是磐石。
So in chapter 32 it says he is the rock.
他是我们信仰的根基。
He is the foundation of our faith.
我们信仰扎在他的身上就永远不会倒塌。
And our faith is built upon him and it will never be toppled.
那这位神是什么神？
What kind of God is this God?
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
他的作为完全，他的行为，他所行的无不公义，是诚实无畏的神，又是公义又是正直。
His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
这里讲神的作为是完全的。
It says here his work is perfect.
就是在他没有不完全不好的。
In other words, in him there is no imperfection.
那接下去他所行的没有不公平。
Following this, it's that all his ways are justice.
没有不公义的，因为他是公平的。
There is nothing without injustice because he is righteous and upright.
他是诚实无畏的神。
He is a God of truth.
他是真实的，他没有虚假。
And he is righteous and true.
所以当我们拜这一位神，
So when we worship this God,
越来越靠近神，
the closer that we draw to him,
或是神住在我们里面，
or when God dwells inside of us,
我们在生活中就会显出神的本性。
In our lives, we will be able to manifest God's divine nature.
是公平的。
That of justice.
诚实无畏的。
That of truth and without injustice.
越来越完全。
And become even more perfect.
公义又正直。
Righteous and upright.
那这就是代表一个人的价值。
This represents a person's value.
因为他有神的本性。
Because they have the nature of God.
所以人的价值不在乎一些世界上人所看，他有多少学问，他有多少能力，他有多少钱财。
So a person's value is not based on the things of this world, how much education he has, how much fame, or how much wealth.
这是现在人在看一个人的价值。
This is how the people of this world today see a person's value.
但是神看一个人价值不是这样。
But God sees a person's value very differently.
即使像拉撒路一样。
Even Lazarus.
但是神看他还是宝贵的。
God still saw him as precious.
所以这里在讲神是好的。
Here it says God is good.
那神跟以色列百姓的关系又是什么？
What is the relationship between God and the Israelites?
我为什么要拜神？
Why do I need to worship him?
那最后就谈到到底我跟神的关系是什么？
In the end it talks about what is my own relationship with God.
回到最后，没有神还有我们。
And coming to the end, without God, there's still us.
But 没有我们还有神啊。
Or without us, there is still God.
因为我们是从神出来的。
Because we all come from God.
所以人活着不能够没有神。
So a person cannot live without God.
我们现在回来看三十二章。
Let us turn back to chapter 32. 32:18. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you.
这里说，你的磐石就是产你的神。
Here it says that the rock is the one who begot you.
也就是说，以色列百姓是从神而出的。
In other words, the Israelites came from God.
那这是怎么讲呢？
And how is this explained?
我们现在回来看第六节。
If we return back to verse 6, Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you?
这个地方说，神岂不是你的父吗？
Here it says that, Is he not your father?
神是我们的来源。
God is the source of our existence.
然后将你买来的。
And he has bought us.
这个买以现在来讲就是救赎。
But in today's terms is the salvation.
我们今天成为神的儿女。
Today, as the children of God,
是主耶稣用他的宝血把我们买出来的。
We are considered children of God because we are redeemed and bought by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣经说，我今天成为何等人，这是神的恩典。
So today we have become who we are, all due to the grace of God.
我今天是何等人。
Today, who am I?
我是神的选民。
I am the chosen people of God.
我是属神的。
I belong to God.
这个是神买我们来的。
And this is why the Lord has bought us.
他制造你，建立你。
He has made you and established you.
也就是说，我们是神所看顾的。
Meaning that God watches over us.
我们现在来看第九节。
Let's read verse
9.
Chapter 32, verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
这里说，神的份就是他的百姓，他的产业就是雅各。
It says here that the Lord's portion is his people, and Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
圣经说，钱在哪里，心就在哪里。
The Bible also says, where your treasure, your heart is where your treasures lie.
财产在哪，心就在哪。
Where your inheritance is, that's also where your heart is.
所以有时候人在地上太富足，虽然是神的恩典，很容易对我们信仰有负面的影响。
So sometimes when a person is too wealthy on this earth, although that is a blessing of God, but yet may cause a negative impact to their faith.
财产在哪里，心就在哪里。
Because where our treasures are, where our inheritance are, there lies our heart.
但是从属灵上来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
我们就是神的产业。
We are the Lord's inheritance.
我们就是神的份。
We are the Lord's portion.
那既然我们是神的产业，神的心就在我们身上。
And because we are his inheritance, his heart is also with us.
所以有时候我们觉得很孤单，到底这个世界上谁在乎我？
Sometimes we feel very lonely in that nobody in this world cares about us.
我心里的痛苦，没有人了解到底谁在乎我的痛苦。
And the pains and the struggles in our heart, no one can understand and no one cares.
我生活很孤单，到底神在乎我？我的孤单。
And I live in such loneliness, and does God even care?
这个心境就是雅各离家的心境。
This is the kind of sentiment that Jacob felt when he left his home.
因为他哥哥要杀他。
For his brother wanted to kill him.
他只好逃走。
And so he had to flee.
非常孤单。
And he was very lonely.
离开温暖的家。
Leaving a warm home.
离开爱他的母亲。
Leaving a mother who loved him.
这是很孤独的一段旅程。
This is a very lonely journey that he took on.
他拿一块石头就在旷野睡觉。
And he slept on a rock in the wilderness.
忽然间梦见天梯，一个梯子通到天上。
And suddenly he had a dream of a ladder from the earth up to heaven.
神的使者上上下下。
And the angel of the Lord descended and ascended on the ladder.
而且神开声对他讲。
And he heard the Lord speak to him.
我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
我要带领你回来。
I will lead you back home.
我要保守你。
And I will take care of you.
我要祝福你。
I will bless you.
雅各睡醒以后，他吓了一跳。
After Jacob awoke, he was stunned.
他以为他很孤单。
He thought that he was lonely.
他以为他的前途一定是没有什么希望。
He thought there was no hope in his future.
那竟然神向他显现。
But yet God appeared to him.
经过几十年之后,
many years, decades later,
神真的带他回来。
God truly led him back.
到伯利恒地方来献祭感谢神。
In Bethel, he set up a place to worship God.
所以世界上全部都忘记我们了。
So even though everyone in this world may have forgotten about us,
神还是看顾我们。
God still watches over us.
比如说父母离开了,
when our parents have passed,
神还是不离开,
God will never leave.
因为我们是他的产业,
because we are his inheritance.
他很在意我们。
And he cares for us.
这个产业是用他的宝血所买来的。
But this inheritance was purchased by his precious blood.
所以我们只要亲近神, 我们一生绝对不孤单。
So as long as we draw near to God, our entire lives will not be lonely.
所以说神的份就是他的百姓他的产业,
that is why here it says the Lord's portion is his people and Jacob is the place of his inheritance.
那最可怜的是什么?
And what is the most pitiable thing? It is that in this life, we forsake or throw God away. Then we are truly in a state of loneliness. There's no help. Look back now on verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. Here it says that he kept him as the apple of his eye. The part that we protect the most in our eye is the apple of our eye. Because that relates to our vision. So how does God watch over us? He watches over us as we keep the apple of our eye. Sometimes we think back and wonder, how can I believe in the Lord for so until this day? How was I able to serve God till today? The more that we understand the Bible, the more we understand there is nothing we can boast about. It is not because I have faith that I can stand today. And not because that I was watchful that today I can serve. But the most important reason is that God is continually watching over us and protecting us. So the way that we can keep our faith until today. If God takes away that protection, who can overcome, withstand the devil for even 1 minute? We will all be like the flock of sheep that is devoured by the lion. So each day of our lives is due to the protection and the care of God. And so every year, at the end of the year, what should we give thanks for? Besides giving thanks for all the material possessions that we have, we give thanks for health, for our the education of our kids, and also for providing us occupation. But we have to give thanks to the Lord even more for protecting our household. That through this past year, we can still keep our faith. This is because the Lord has kept us as the apple of his eye.
好像一个出生的婴孩,
like a newborn baby.
他不知道他的父母是多么的
He has no idea how much the parents care for it.
有时候我们真的不知道神在无时无刻在保守看顾我们。
Oftentimes we don't know and are unaware, but God is always watching over us.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
是他的产业。
We are his inheritance.
好，我们再来看神跟我们的关系。
Let's continue reading about God's relationship with us. Verse, chapter 32,
十一节,
verse 11. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
除了神给我们爱之外,
besides the love that God gives us,
神给我们力量的教育,
he also gives us a strength.
所以有时候我们看有一些母亲在训练小孩子。
So when we see some mothers that are training and educating their kids,
如果小孩子跌倒，
if the kid child falls over,
他要看这个小孩子自己能不能爬起来。
She'll see if that child can get up by themselves.
如果小孩子自己不能爬起来，母亲会把他扶起来。
And the child cannot get up himself, the mother will come and help him.
如果小孩子自己可以爬起来，
if the child could get up by himself,
虽然他很痛。
Even though it may be painful and he's crying,
但是母亲就是你自己爬起来。
But the mother will allow him to get up by himself.
这不是不爱他。
This is not because the mother does not love him.
这是因为母亲爱他。
But rather because she does love him.
为什么？
Why?
因为要训练他能够成熟。
Because she wants to train him so that he can become mature.
将来他能够独立。
And that he can become independent.
来面对他人生各种的困难。
To face the different challenges that he will encounter in his life.
所以虽然神用很多的恩典来看顾我们。
Even though God uses a lot of his grace and blessings to watch over us.
但是神要训练我们成为一个站得起来有力量的一个基督徒。
But he wants to train us to become a strong Christian that can stand up firm.
就好像老鹰在训练小的鹰。
Just as an eagle stirs up that, the nest and trains its young.
因为老鹰知道有一天它没有办法再衔食物给这个小鹰。
For the older eagle knows that one day they can no longer fetch food for their young.
所以它要训练这个小鹰自己可以飞。
So they have to train the young so that they can fly themselves.
那怎么可以飞呢？
And how will they be able to fly?
就是老鹰把这个桥，把这个巢把它翻过来。
It's so that the eagle can stir up the nest.
那小鹰就掉下去了。
And then the young will fall over.
那掉下去，它就要开始展开翅膀来飞。
And when they fall down, they will have to spread out their wings to fly.
这是痛苦的经验。
This is a painful, maybe a painful process.
但是那一只老鹰一只眼睛在看这个小鹰。
But the eagle will keep an eye on his young.
所以它会飞到下面，把它再扶起来。
And so they will fly until the bottom, until they hit the bottom, then the eagle will carry them up.
这样重新训练几次，这个小鹰就自己会飞了。
And after doing this training for a couple of times, the young will learn how to fly themselves.
这个叫做力的教育。
This is how to train them with strength.
神希望每一个人能够刚强。
God desires that each of us become strong.
所以我们在生活有时候遇到困难。
So, although we may encounter difficulties in our own lives,
在遇到困难当中，我们会知道自己的软弱。
In the midst of these difficulties, we come to realize our own weaknesses.
我们想要靠这个，靠这个，靠这个。
We try to rely on this or that.
靠我的头脑。
Try to rely on our own intelligence,
我的能力,
and rely on our own strength,
靠我的钱财,
rely on our own wealth.
到最后我们发现这个都没有办法解决。
In the end, we find that these things cannot solve the problems that we have.
再来我们靠周围的人,
and then we begin to rely on people around us.
发现这个也没有办法帮助,
and we find that that's also useless.
那四面都绝路了,
and when we find that we have nowhere else to go,
还有一条路,
there is one more way that's open.
往上看。
It's just to look upwards.
我们就懂得呼求神。
And then we will learn how to call out to God.
我们就看到神给我们开一条路。
We will see that God has opened a way for us.
好像开红海给他们过去。
Just like when he parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to cross.
好像开约旦河给他们过去。
Like parting the Jordan River so that Israelites can cross over.
那这样我们就刚强。
And then we will be strong.
我们懂得信靠神。
We learn to rely on God.
那我们刚强，我们就知道怎么来面对明天。
And when we become strong, we will know how to face tomorrow.
啊。那我们信仰就可以持守得住。
And then we can continue keeping our faith.
所以以色列百姓，神爱他们。
So God loves the Israelites.
所以给他们训练。
And so He trained them.
我们再看三十二章。
Let's continue to read 32.
十三节、十四节。
Verses 13 and 14. He made him ride in the heights of the earth that he might eat the produce of the fields. He made him draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock.Curds from the cattle and milk of the flock with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the choicest wheat, and you drank wine, the blood of the grapes.
最后，神祝福他们在牛奶与蜜之地过着非常兴盛的生活。
In the end, God blessed them in the land flowing with milk and honey. They lived a prosperous life.
所以，神对以色列百姓是够好的。
So God treated His people very well.
但是问题是，以色列百姓怎么来回应神？
But the question is now, how do the Israelites repay God?
有我们有什么不是领受的?
Or respond to God's grace? All that we have, what was not given to us?
每一件 都是从神领受的。
Everything that we have today was given to us by God.
因为我们原来生是空手来的。
Because we came into this world empty-handed.
我们今天满满拥有一切。
And today we're full of abundance.
这是从神领受的。
We have received all this from the Lord.
但我们的问题是。
But the problem that we have is.
我怎么来回应这一位神？
How do I respond or repay this God?
所以在诗篇三十二篇里面在提到以色列百姓怎么回应神。
In Psalm 32, it talks about how the Israelites responded to God.
如果神是公义、公平、诚实、无畏的。
If God is righteous, justice, and without injustice,
这个就是他所喜悦的。
Then these are the things that he favors.
但是如果我们看第三节，第五节。
But if we read verse 5, they have corrupted themselves, they are not his children because of their blemish. A perverse and crooked generation.
第六节。
In verse 6, do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you?
结果以色列百姓的生活行为在神看起来是弯曲的，是罪恶的，是不义的。
So the deeds, conduct, as well as the way the Israelites lived in the eyes of God was crooked and perverse.
这个叫做行事为人对不起神。
This is what is called living a life that is not worthy of the Lord.
就是跟神得的恩的不配。
Which means that the life that we live is not worthy of the grace that he has given us.
那我们再仔细看看以色列百姓他们的生活。
If we look closely on the way the Israelites lived their lives.
好，我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you.
到最后他们忘记了神。
In the end, they forgot about God.
活在神的恩典，竟然觉得说不需要神，我也可以活得很好。
They lived under his grace, yet they felt that without God, they can still live a good life.
那当一个人觉得不需要神，我可以活的时候，
a person feels that he no longer needs God, and he can still live very well.
那我已经取代了神。
Then he himself has replaced God.
因为我从今以后，我依靠自己。
Because from that day forward, he will rely solely upon himself.
但是更可怕的是他去拜外邦的神。
But it's even more dreadful is that he goes out and relies and worships upon a foreign god and angers the Lord.
所以在三十二篇里面，结论就是神对以色列百姓是相当的伤痛。
And so in chapter 32, the conclusion of this is that God was hurt by his people.
因为神非常爱他们。
Because God loved them so much.
给他们一切。
And he gave them all that he had.
祝福他们。
He blessed them.
但是他们的生活离开神。
But yet the way they lived their lives departed from God.
所以神感动摩西做这一首诗要提醒他们。
So God inspired Moses to write this song to remind them.
要知道神的法则。
To understand the statutes of God.
我们知道飞鸟知道大自然的法则。
We know that the soaring bird understands the law of nature.
所以我们看秋天快到了，飞鸟就往南飞。
So when fall approaches, the birds will fly south.
因为冬天快到了。
Because winter will be approaching.
如果他不知道神的法则。
But they do not know the laws of nature.
他就死定了。
Then they are dead for sure.
那神在这个世界有他的法则。
God in this world also has his laws established.
就是他的话。
And that is his words.
如果我们懂得神的法则，
if we know the laws of God,
照神的法则来生活，
and if we live our life according to these laws,
我们就永远蒙福。
We will be blessed forever.
但是我们现在活在神的福气中，
but now that we live under the grace of God,
如果我们忘记了神的法则，
if we have forgotten about his laws and statutes,
离开了神，
and depart from him,
或拜另外一个神，
or even worse, worship another God,
以自己为神，
or treat ourselves as a God,
那将来神就离开我们。
Then God will depart from us.
那就是受苦的开始。
And that is the beginning of our suffering.
所以求神带领我们。
So we ask the Lord to guide us.
每一个人都能够时时刻刻警醒。
So that all of us can be watchful and aware all the time.
把我们的生活对准神。
So that we can steer our life towards God.
把他当我们人生的主宰。
And to allow God to be the master of our lives.
一生就是讨他喜欢。
And our entire lives can be pleasing to God.
那我们就永远蒙福。
Then we will always be blessed. Let us sing hymn.
十八首。那我们现在来祷告。
So we're now going to pray together.
祷告就是体验这一位 伟大的真神。
And in our prayer is an opportunity for us to experience the true God.
我们怎么知道神很在乎我们？
How do we know that God cares for us?
以赛亚是说我们好像微尘。
And the book of Isaiah describes us as the dust of the earth.
我们这里有没有微尘？
Can you see the dust here?
有。
Yes.
有没有看到？
But can you see it?
没有。
There is dust here, but we cannot see it. Why?
太小。
Because it is too minuscule.
我们跟神是不对等的。
We are not equal to God.
神充满宇宙万物。
God fills the entire universe.
我们小到像微尘。
And we are as small as a speck of dust.
那这样的一个人向神祷告，神竟然愿意听。
But even this kind of person who has as small as a speck of dust prays to God, and God will hear.
那只有一个原因，因为他很在乎我们。
And there's only one reason for this, is that he cares for us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以这是恩典。
So this is grace.
一个微尘的我跪下来祷告，天上的神愿意听，这是恩典。
A person like me, like the size of the dust of this earth, the greatest God of the universe is willing to listen. This is grace.
我们祷告的时候要在神面前非常的谦卑。
So when we pray, we have to come humbly before God.
我是不配的。
We are not worthy.
因为你的怜悯，所以你会听我的祷告。
And because of his mercy, he is willing to listen to our prayers.
那凭着信心向神求。
And by our faith, we pray to God in this way.
神的灵就会降临。
And His Spirit will come upon us.
会充满。
And will fill us.
神就会同在。
And God will abide with us.
神的恩典就会降临。
And His grace will come down on us.
祷告非常的重要。
And so it's very important for us to pray.
当我们的信仰摸到了神。
When we have touched God in our faith.
我们的信仰就活泼起来。
Then our faith will be a living faith.
有时候信主久，没有重新再体验神，那个信仰好像越来越没有力量。
So sometimes after believing in the Lord for such a long time, if we don't have that rejuvenation of our faith,
来教会好像已经变成一个形式。
We feel that there's no power, there's no draw, and coming to church seems like a routine.
如果我们再一次体会到神的能力，
but if once again we have a taste of God's strength,
借着圣灵浇灌我们，
through the outpouring, downpouring of the Holy Spirit,
我们就如鹰展翅上腾，
then we'll be like eagles spreading their wings and soaring.
一飞高，我们就看到天国。
And when we fly and soar high, we can see the heavenly kingdom.
我们就看到肉眼看不到那位神。
And we can see things that see God that our physical eyes cannot see.
我们信仰就变成非常活泼。
And then our life, our faith will be a living faith.
祷告非常重要。
It's very important for us to pray.
那如果你希望求圣灵，
so if we wish to pray for the Holy Spirit,
或者是需要代祷。
Or if we need intercession.
或者想接受按手祷告。
Or we wish to pray with the help of the laying of hands.
欢迎你到前面来祈祷。
I welcome you to come forward to the front to pray.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Now let us pray in one accord.